AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. In the longest ever State of the Union address, President Trump attempted to convince voters the U.S. is winning so much, insisting he sparked an economic boom at home and imposed a new world order abroad. The president also made his case for his foreign policy approach.
During President Donald Trump's State of the Union address Tuesday night, he falsely claimed that in the first 10 months of his second administration, he ended 8 wars, and he said he's working hard to end a 9th war, the 4-year battle between Russia and Ukraine.
As president, I will make peace wherever I can, but I will never hesitate to confront threats to America wherever we must.
Trump also claimed that just 8 months after the U.S. wiped out Iran's 3 critical nuclear facilities, they are again, quote, pursuing their sinister ambitions, end quote. Trump has been weighing whether to take additional military action against Iran. Donna Warder, Washington.
The House yesterday rejected a bill requiring aircraft locator systems intended to prevent mid-air collisions. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
This was preventable. This was 100% preventable.
National Transportation Safety Board Chair Jennifer Homendy in January talking about last year's collision near Washington's Reagan National Airport between an Army Black Hawk helicopter and an American Airlines jet that killed 67 people. To avoid such deadly mishaps, the NTSB, since 2008, has been recommending that aircraft that fly near busy airports be equipped with systems that can receive as well as transmit location data. The Senate passed such legislation, but the House on Tuesday rejected it. An airlines trade group, the military, and groups representing business jet and small plane owners backed a competing, more comprehensive House bill. Speaker Mike Johnson tells AP the House and Senate are committed to working out an aviation safety bill.
This is AP News. AP correspondent Karen Shamas reports on Hungary's upcoming elections and President Viktor Orban's anti-Ukrainian campaign.
As elections get closer, Hungary's pro-Russian president is pushing to stay in power with an anti-Ukrainian message at the heart of his campaign. Viktor Orban is running an aggressive media campaign whose central message is that Hungarians should refuse to align with the rest of Europe in supporting Ukraine against Russia's invasion. That path, he argues, risks bankrupting the country and getting its youth killed on the front lines. Budapest liberal mayor Sergei Koroshon has called the strategy a hate campaign and described it as stomach-churning. Orbán's chief opponent, Peter Magyar, has focused his campaign on stemming the rising costs of living, improving social services, and reining in corruption. I'm Karen Shamas.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.